理课堂听 class.com。
Macbeth. Many years ago in Scotland, there lived a king named Duncan the Meek. His close relative was a man named Macbeth. Macbeth was a great lord and soldier, and he was very famous for his brave deeds. Recently, Macbeth had helped to defeat an army from Norway. One cold evening, Macbeth and another general, Banquo, were returning from this great battle. They were walking over a large, dark field. Suddenly, they saw three strange old women standing in front of them. The women were dressed in black rags. They were incredibly old, but the strangest thing about them was they had long, white beards.
"Greetings, Macbeth, Lord of Glamis," said one of the women.
Macbeth did not understand. The general was not a little startled to find himself known by such creatures. Then another witch spoke.
"Greetings, Macbeth, Lord of Cawdor."
Macbeth was not the Lord of Cawdor. He did not know why these women were honoring him with the name. Finally, the third old woman spoke.
"All bow before Macbeth. He will be King of Scotland."
Macbeth was not the king. Were these old women ill or crazy? Macbeth could never be king, unless King Duncan's sons died. Then the strange women spoke to Banquo.
"You are less than Macbeth, but you are much greater,"
they cried.
"You are not as happy as he, but you are much happier."
And one witch said,
"You will never be king, yet your son will be King of Scotland after you are gone."
Neither Macbeth nor Banquo understood the women's strange words. But suddenly the women disappeared. Then the two men realized that they must be witches. Macbeth and Banquo stood talking about what they had seen. Suddenly they were interrupted by some messengers from King Duncan.
"Lord Macbeth, we are pleased to tell you that you are now the Lord of Cawdor," they said.
Macbeth was amazed. It seemed that the witches were telling the future. He did not know what to say. He thought, "I wonder if the rest of the witches' words will come true. Could I be king of Scotland one day?" This idea pleased him. To Banquo, he said, "Don't you want your sons to become kings after me? How wonderful it would be if the witches' words came true!" Banquo was more careful and cautious than his friend. He said,
"You might want to be king, Macbeth, but be careful. Often these witches do not tell the whole truth. Their wisdom is hard for mortal men to understand. Often witches' stories lead men into great danger."
But Macbeth did not pay attention to his friend. He and Banquo continued their journey home. From that time on, Macbeth could not think of anything else except how to become King of Scotland. Macbeth had a wife called Lady Macbeth. She was a very terrible, evil woman. All she wanted was power. She did not care what she had to do to get it. When Macbeth told her the story of the witches, Lady Macbeth was delighted.
"You and I will become the King and Queen of Scotland. We will kill King Duncan and his sons too, if necessary. This is meant to be. It is our destiny."
Macbeth was not so sure. He loved the idea of being king, but he did not want to murder anyone. But Lady Macbeth kept talking about it.
"I say again, this is meant to be. The witches want you to murder King Duncan. If you do not, then our destiny will not come true."
At this time, it happened that King Duncan came to visit Macbeth and his wife. He arrived with his two sons, Malcolm and Donalbain. With them were many other lords and ladies. King Duncan wanted to honor Macbeth for his bravery in the recent battles. King Duncan was very pleased with Macbeth's castle, which was quite beautiful. Lady Macbeth made sure to take good care of the king. She seemed to be sweet and beautiful, but inside she was hard and evil. During their evening meal, The king gave Lady Macbeth a large diamond. He was very pleased with both Macbeth and his wife. After the evening meal, King Duncan grew tired and went to sleep. Two of his servants slept in his bedroom with him. Lady Macbeth had made sure to give the king's servants a lot of wine, so they would sleep deeply. Some hours passed. Everyone went to sleep, or almost everyone. Now it was the time of night when the whole world seems dark and dead. It was the time when evil dreams disturb men's sleep. The only things awake were the wolf and the murderer. In her bedroom, Lady Macbeth was awake. She was thinking about how to kill King Duncan. Normally, she would not have killed anyone because she was a woman. She had been able to persuade Macbeth to kill the king. But now she was afraid that her husband Macbeth would lose his courage and fail to do it.
Macbeth is too kind to murder anyone,
she thought. He wanted to be king of Scotland, yet he was too weak to grab the power for himself. So Lady Macbeth would have to grab it for him. She found a large, sharp knife. Quietly, she walked into the king's bedroom. The king's servants did not wake up. Lady Macbeth stood at the king's bed, looking at him. He was sleeping deeply. Lady Macbeth thought to herself,
"There is something about him that reminds me of my own father. No, I cannot kill him. Macbeth must do it."
She went to talk to Macbeth. Meanwhile, Macbeth had been thinking about his task. "I could never murder the king. One reason is I am the king's close relative. He is a guest in my house. I am supposed to protect him from anyone who would harm him. And I was going to kill him myself." Macbeth also had a great respect for the king. "He is a good and wise ruler. He loves his people. Kings such as this are loved in heaven. If he dies, heaven will revenge his death." Besides, Macbeth had gained power from his friendship with the king. "If Duncan was killed, what would happen to me?" When Lady Macbeth found her husband, he had decided not to kill King Duncan. But Lady Macbeth was not a woman who gave up easily. When she wanted something, she got it. She was also very intelligent, and she knew Macbeth very well. She spoke to him for a long time. She gave many reasons why he should kill the king.
"It will be over so quickly. It will only take a few minutes, and then we will be the rulers of Scotland."
Then she pretended to be angry.
"You are a liar. You promised to do this thing. I never break my promises. If I had a baby, it would not matter how small and sweet the child was. I would throw it on the floor and kill it, if I had sworn to do so. We will blame the king's servants. You can put the knife in their hands. It will be so easy,"
she said. Macbeth began to agree with his wife. He gathered up the courage to kill the king. He took the knife in his hand and walked to the king's room. But as he went, he saw another knife floating in the air in front of him. Blood dripped from it. He tried to grab it, but it vanished. "It's only my mind. It's not real. I am only tired and worried from this terrible business," Macbeth told himself. Macbeth pushed his fears away and walked into King Duncan's room. He killed the king in 1 second. Just after he'd killed the king, the servants began to talk in their sleep. Macbeth hid in the shadows. One servant began to laugh, but the other cried out, "Murder! God help us!" Macbeth killed the servants too. He quietly left the room. As he returned to his own room, he thought he heard a strange voice.
"We will sleep no more. Macbeth has killed sleep. Glamis has killed sleep. So Cawdor will sleep no more. Macbeth will never sleep again."
Macbeth did not understand the meaning of these words, but he was very afraid. Lady Macbeth was waiting impatiently for Macbeth. She was relieved to see that he had kept his promise and killed the king. She took the bloody knife and quietly returned to the dead king's room. She put some blood from the knife on the servants' faces. Then she placed the knife in one of their hands and left the room. The next morning, the king was found to be dead. Macbeth and his wife pretended to be terribly sad. They told everyone that the servants had definitely killed the king. The proof seemed very strong. However, most people did not believe their story. Macbeth had much more reason to kill the king. Why would those two silly servants do it? King Duncan's two sons ran away, afraid for their lives. Malcolm, the oldest son, went to England, while Donalbain went to Ireland. So, with King Duncan's sons gone, Macbeth became King of Scotland. So the three witches' words had come true. Macbeth and his wife were the most powerful people in Scotland, yet they still thought about the witches' words. Macbeth was king, but his sons would not rule after him. Banquo was not king, yet Banquo's son would rule. This was very troublesome to Macbeth. He and Lady Macbeth, who was now queen, decided to make sure the witch's story wouldn't come true. They would kill both Banquo and his son. One night, the new king and queen had a great feast and asked many lords and ladies to attend. Banquo and his son Fleance were also invited. The road to the king's palace was filled with criminals. Macbeth hired some of these criminals to kill Banquo and his son. The criminals killed Banquo, but Fleance was able to escape. During the feast, the queen was very charming. Everyone admired her beauty and manners. Macbeth talked with his lords. "Everyone in Scotland who is good and honorable is here with me, the king. I only wish my good friend Banquo were here also. Perhaps he has forgotten me. I hope nothing has happened to him."